Annual football journey. So crack open a cold one, kick up your boots, and gather round the Cowboys campfire.
Here we go again. Another day, another Cowboy campfire. Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of people gathered around the fire now.
Yes, we do.
Oh, it feels good.
Well, to you guys, just know that for the past week, we've been reliving classic Cowboy training camp memories.
Yes.
And,
I've heard it.
Including not limited to Quincy Carter getting cut the first week of camp.
Yep.
Barry Switzer punching Dale Hansen multiple times.
In the taint.
In an interview. The Everett McIver Michael Irvin scissor fight.
Still the most incredible moment in training camp history.
And we have a special guest host today.
And now to present another classic training camp moment that happened in 2000 is George Dunham.
July 2000, Wichita Falls. I want you to picture that in your mind, okay? It's 102 degrees. These guys are doing a midday show. It's Bob and Dan. New to each other, new to the ticket. Especially Dan, hadn't been here that long. One of them decides to bring a dog to training camp. A dog. Not just any dog. A puppy.
A moron dog.
Named Cornelius. Bob, his co-host, not too sure what to think of Dan. We know what he thinks of dogs. Doesn't like them. Doesn't want a dog for his own family. Sure as hell doesn't want one at training camp. Bob loves sports. So much so, he's trying to talk about what's going on with Juan Gonzalez in Detroit.
In Detroit!
It's the middle of training camp, but he's into it. He wants to tell all the P1s what he thinks of Juan Gonzalez and what's happening to him in Detroit. Now, just as Bob starts to make his point, Cornelius, the aforementioned puppy named Cornelius the poodle?
Yeah.
Standard poodle?
Toy poodle.
No, toy poodle.
He gets away and not only starts walking in their broadcast location, but he's walking in the direction of a napkin. Now, I don't. That sounds like a dangerous combination, a dog and a napkin. So Dan, while listening to Bob, showing just amazing ability to process what Bob is saying, multitasking, what Bob is saying, but still getting the dog. Now, keep in mind, they had covered this possibility in a meeting they had before the show. One of them stays.
We would go over every possible thing that could happen.
Right. What if they have technical problems?
Right.
Yeah,
if
what
lightning
do you do?
Struck and something fell through the roof.
Right.
We knew exactly what we were going to do.
What if one of them starts having some health concerns or something, like a racing heart or something?
We would just turn to that page and be like, okay,
what if North Korea strikes?
Exactly. They had gone over everything.
What if we finish 14th again?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Except this.
Dude.
Now, who is staying on track? Dan or Bob? You be the judge.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that the station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the
air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over this
Bob,
in the
I'm
meeting.
Listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Oh, wow. And they took that as, oh, no, we had an on-air fight. They got nominated for an emergency break. What I heard there, and I still hear 22 years later, is the moment that brought Bob and Dan to the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Just genius that, like, we'd never heard before.
Never. Now, has this, was this treated as passionately?
Has this ever been replayed?
Yeah, how'd you find this audio, this obscure audio?
In 2000?
I don't know. It's from a long time ago.
This legend has grown, though. Like, I don't remember this being analyzed or overanalyzed or hyperanalyzed back then near as much as it has been in the last decade.
it's kind of like an album that maybe 20 years later you realize how great it was.
Right.
And I'd say about 10 years ago, especially Gordo and I realized that that was like it was like a symphony, what happened there.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys painted the Mona Lisa in under a minute.
Yeah.
Well, you know, okay, that, you know that when Moby Dick was published, it wasn't popular at all.
That's right.
It
right.
took until after the death of Herman Melville. He never saw. He never right. thought he was a success.
Then Moby Dick got big.
Right.
Okay.
What?
Why don't you save that for your little morning
show? Why don't
show,
you try okay? to focus a little
I'm
bit?
I'm talking about literature.
What are you doing?
Oh, wow. I'm talking about literature. Dude.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
All right, so
I'm hearing a guy
why did you that is
why did you bring the dog?
Yeah, why did you bring the dog in the first place?
Would you try to focus?
He would have understood it if you brought it in the second place. He right. just wanted to know why you brought
it. I do
it.
Know that it, the wife worked.
Okay.
And there was no one at home to take care of the dog.
Way to go, Bob.
There's such a thing
and
as doggy
so
daycare.
That dog would have been by itself for, aww. You know, 9-10 hours a day while she's at work, and I thought, you know,
how old
this would
was
be
the
a
dog?
Great opportunity, a puppy, just
like months old.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So are you saying this is your first or second Dallas Cowboys camp?
It has to be our second.
And you brought a newborn puppy the entire trip?
I believe so.
So it stayed in the apartment with Bob because we were in apartments, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog was... Did you get allergic to it or anything?
I don't remember.
You can't be allergic to poodles because they don't shed.
Whoa, shots fired. Okay, Bob.
Well, I never said I was allergic to that particular dog.
Oh, Dan, are you going to take that?
But I...
It does... In retrospect, I don't know why I would have brought a dog to training camp. That seems idiotic.
I think it sounds kind of cool. I've actually thought about that
like
before.
You would never consider bringing a human
yeah.
to camp,
I mean,
right?
Probably not.
We've thought about bringing our dogs to the compound.
Right.
But we can't because Bob plays the allergy card.
Well, he goes after dogs. Listen to that.
I know.
Here, he's threatening that poor little puppy.
Choke on a napkin. I swear if any of you bring a dog to the compound, when you're not looking, I'm going to feed it more napkins.
I think you will.
What a jerk.
But as we learned there, it's actually fiber.
Okay. The other question is, why did you twist off so hard on him? It was just a little
dog. It was really uncomfortable for all of us.
Because he was making a really salient baseball point.
About the Tigers.
No.
And he wanted validation from his
Bob didn't know if we talked about it on the station or not, so he was just going to talk about it.
Now, I joke about the ratings being bad.
Yeah.
They weren't good when our show first started. They were bad.
So you thought a good way to rectify that is Tigers talk?
No, but...
We got to go all Tigers.
No, but I think Juan Gonzalez was a pretty big deal at the time. But I would also say that I was terrified that with one bad episode, I would end up back in Lynchburg, and it would be very sad.
All because of a dog.
So, yes, when we're trying to kill it on the air, and I no longer see Dan because he's actually under the table... getting his dog, I wondered about his attention span at
can
that
we play
point,
just
probably.
Like the first 20 seconds because that's
yeah,
cause my favorite part. I can't remember it.
I can't remember
but
how
that's
goes.
My you got to listen for it is Dan whistling and clapping for the dog. That's my
in
favorite
the background,
part. Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that Station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe Station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking about me.
Right.
The immediacy of him turning it back on Bob, though.
Right. I'm clearly
you
grabbing
focus.
The dog. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So you're the one talking.
Yeah, just keep talking.
I was too combative. I was not.
I think that if you would have said, man, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Let me get the dog. It would have ended it right there.
Right. Had I apologized.
But you said right back
no,
at
no,
him.
No,
why don't you focus?
I was ready to.
Idiot.
I'm listening and getting the dog. What are you doing?
My favorite part of that is while the first time Dan whistles, you hear Bob start to kind of stammer and stutter because he's pissed.
Well, when I said Dan, I'm definitely trying to get Dan's attention.
Play that again.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure the station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking at me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
He turned it on him.
Now, that was just a suggestion.
Right, you said maybe.
Now, why didn't you not stop the dog from eating the napkin?
Yeah, Bob.
See, that's... So, in my mind there, it was that had he not let him eat the napkin, this
none of this would
happen.
You could have just pulled the napkin away.
In so the only reason I got down is because I see a napkin being ingested that could kill a dog.
In retrospect, had I spent more time with dogs over the years, I would know that they can't eat paper products. But again, I'm not familiar with it, and I have no idea.
But don't tell you that until you adopt the dog.
There you go.
They give you a little checklist, and one of them, napkin is like three.
Yeah, it's on page one of Puppies for Dummies.
Yes,
paper plates. No, absolutely not.
Napkins.
It's a pamphlet. It's called Food or No, and then it has
chicken.
Your concern over
napkin, no.
Numbers, though. I think if you go back to July of 2000, that's where you see the bump.
Yeah,
that's where you see the rise of Bob and Dan.
Well, yeah,
thanks to a dog that got loose to go chase a napkin.
And I would say you can hear in that audio mistakes were made probably by both parties. But in my case, you can hear a guy who's not fully in the boat yet. I confess, at that point, I probably was.
Oh, look at this!
Only halfway.
Oh,
in the boat.
Okay.
See, now we have.
Yeah, what about you?
It's an evolution.
I shouldn't have brought the dog. It really,
all
the
blame
goes.
This is beautiful.
I'm tearing up.
I know.
I put it all upon myself. Really.
And that's fine to say.
Are you
going to
let him
so
put that all on himself, Bob?
You know he's right. And no, I'm just kidding. It was a beautiful moment.
It was
so
a beautiful
was there,
amazing moment.
This is like when Jimmy finally goes into the Ring of Honor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they go, probably should have stayed out of the football a little bit there, Jimmy. And
did you ever get to your Juan Gonzalez trade or not opinion?
You know, let's get to it now.
I mean, so many people in Detroit were talking about it.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Yeah, it had kind of trickled down here, you know.
He wasn't sure if they had already talked about it on
underrated Juan Gonzalez story. He turned down $160 million?
Yes, from the Tigers to become a free agent.
And lost it all.
That's right.
Finally, he got to make his point. So, was there tension?
You're a jerk.
Was there tension the rest of the show? Like, was that a really difficult hour or two?
Oh, yes.
Let them answer.
Oh. Or do you remember?
Dan would never carry any tension with him for more than 5 minutes. It was actually quite annoying because after a show, I'd probably like to air something out and really get to the bottom of what was in between us. And he had been five items down. He had moved on so fast.
Did he have to hold Cornelius for the rest of the show so he wouldn't get loose again?
Well, because he was shaking and he was
traumatized by Bob.
He was so upset.
Well, he was all stopped
big
up.
Big old giant Bob. He's five-foot-thumbing over that dog.
I had just been offered all these delicious napkins, and I pulled them away.
He was trying to pass napkins.
Cornelius just rolls on his back and wets himself, and Bob walks up.
Just trying to show as much submission as he can to Bob.
So how long did Cornelius last?
Well, we put him down that afternoon.
That was it.
No.
Just shy at Bob, shoot him.
Yeah.
Did he eventually choke
Bob
on
Bob had
napkin?
A little tiny pillow and just... It'll be very quick.
He lived double digits, didn't he?
Like the struggles got less.
He's old.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
He was around a long time.
How old was your...
Moment of silence for Cornelius.
Paul in...
George.
We're not going to calls?
Just wanted to have silence.
Gordon, right. How long
I
did Jake
we're going
live?
To calls.
16 years.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Greg.
You well, won. Well, I guess you won then.
Greg.
That's awesome. That is a Gordon. Wonderful training camp moment.
What a treat to be able to hear that on the ticket after all these years.
After all these years. Hadn't heard it in 22 years.
Well, that's
true. The good news is, though, it's closure, and I guess we'll never hear it again. So that's
right.
Great news.
That's right.
It's amazing that the two of you don't need to hear
dubs.
It. You don't need to hear it, though. You can recreate it at dinner, and you probably will again tonight.
They do every morning on the way to work. out here.
Do they?
Yes. Or on the way home.
It's like a great piece of literature. Every time you go through it, you discover new things.
Right.
And
so you hate
understand it on
a
different level.
What did Dan really mean by that?
No, I think it's a funny bit, but they're the ones that always call for the replay and analyzing it. And Blake and I were laughing the other night at dinner because he said that you guys had me on once, and somehow I get dragged into being obsessed with this, and so you guys are always retaliating against me. And he's
let's play this junior fight audio.
Yeah, play a junior fight audio to get back at them playing the moron dog audio. And Blake said it's like George and Gordon hit home runs and do bat flips, and I'm the next batter up, and I get beamed in the head.
By Bob and Dan.
I'm not doing anything.
So what would it sound like if Jerry and McCarthy reenacted Moron Dog?
I don't know. It probably sounded a lot like what those two did, but just in different voices.
Oh,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, a lot like that. Well, I wish I had your job, Gordon. Man. Play both sides of it.
Oh. You know, we got to listen to that again.
Nah, we don't have time.
Oh, we don't.
That's Cowboy Campfire.
Yay! Yay. Oh,